Hello and welcome to the Never Judge Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Locklear, and this is episode 14 entitled Royal Flush. I'll make that make sense before we're done. I was on my way to work one morning last week. It was a very cold morning, and I was just happy. I was thinking, wow, it was one of those mornings where I would think that I'd normally be miserable on my way to work. I'm sure most people are, but for some reason, I started reflecting a little bit, and I just realized, man, I'm really in a good place. And I don't say that to be bragging because I come from a really tough place. I was just glancing back over the year and I had certainly gone through hell. I experienced a lot last year. And at one point, and I've probably said this on another episode, is I actually prayed to die. I just didn't want to live another minute. I wanted to get out of here and go to heaven and be done with this life because it felt so bad and I hurt on so many fronts. I was in hell mentally, physically. I was in hell emotionally. My heart was in hell. There was just so much that I was going through that I decided I just didn't want to be here another minute. And then fast forward, and I'm on my way to work just smiling and happy. And I just thought about so many people that are in that negative place right now. And I believe it was Winston Churchill that gets credit for the saying, "When you're going through hell, keep going." I know it's a country song, but I believe Winston Churchill got his name on that saying. But man, if I could give anybody some advice that's going through some bad stuff this morning, it would be keep going. Just put one foot in front of the other. That's probably the best advice you can give. I know when I was young, I thought, well, depression is not a real thing. You know, you're in the youth and seems like life is exciting and you got a lot going on and you think, well, how could anybody ever be depressed? That's just a mental state. And you just say, just cowboy up, get over it, shake it off. And that's the approach that I took to it as a young person until it settled on me. And then you realize all of those things just make it worse. When somebody says, just cowboy up, just fight it, just go through it, just pick your head up. All of those things, you just can't process those. And it just makes the person that says it to you seem inconsiderate because they don't realize the place that they're coming from. And I know that's how I've felt before. And so the best advice I have is just keep going. It does get better. And usually the mountain is in proportion to the valley. If you're going through a real big valley and you walking through hell on every front and it seems like life's blowing up on you, just keep going because the other side of that will be better. There will be a time when you can smile again. There will be a time when you can laugh and be happy and enjoy life, even though it seems like that's impossible because of your circumstances, because of all the shit you're going through. It seems like there's no way, Greg, that I can ever have that true joy and peace and happiness again. But take one step, put it in front of the other, make another day, and it might be sometime later, but there will be a time when instead of counting the hardships, you can count the blessings and you start thinking about, you know, I really am blessed. And there'll be some new blessings come into your life and there'll be some new joys and some new happiness and a lot of things that will give you reason and cause to get up in the morning. I was on my way to work smiling, and a lot of people think, wow, to get up early and go to work is the hardships of life. When it's missing and when you're not able to do that, I had some people to tell me I'd never work again. I had some people to tell me it'd be at least a year. I'm just so blessed to be able to go back to work and add some value. Try to find a place to add value in our capitalist society and pull some of that capital out for my quality of life. So that's a blessing that I get to go. I get to do something and I'm able. It's amazing how many blessings we have in life. I mean, we got a lot of blessings that we take for granted, and I'm the same way. Don't even consider how blessed we are. You know, I told my mother several times, I said, because she had trouble with her eyes and has had trouble with her eyes for many years. She suffered with glaucoma, and I've taken her to many surgeries and follow-ups and eye appointments, and you just never realize until you can't see, until your eyes are messed up, what a blessing that is to be able to see and see clearly. Just that one little thing. Sometimes the little things jump out at us and we say, wow, that's really awesome. And it's so simple that we never think about it. I was thinking about some of the small things that I'm blessed with. You know, I can brush my teeth right-handed. That's my dominant arm, my right arm, and I couldn't use it for a long time. And to be able to brush my teeth right-handed, that's a blessing. To be able to shave, I got a bald head and I shave every day. If I didn't shave, I'd have that lawyer ring around the outside, and I'm not flaunting that. So I have to shave around the sides at least every day. To be able to do that again with my dominant arm is just a blessing. To raise your arm up and rinse the soap out from under your arm in the shower. Man, you ever thought about how silly that sounds? But what a blessing it is when you can do it and ain't got to try to stand on your head to rinse. That's just, there's so many little things that we have, we're blessed with, that we could find to smile about every day. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with poker or not, and you heard the name of this episode is Royal Flush, and I want to talk just a little bit about a hand of poker. If you've ever played poker, you know that if you get the best five cards in your hand and your five's better than the five across from you or all the people playing, then you win. You'll win the money in the middle. There's a different level to hands and different games of poker. There's a lot of different games where you go on and on trying to settle on your five cards, and each step is a process of betting more and more. But when somebody goes all in, that's when they push all their money to the table, they're betting all on it, and it's time to show the five best cards that you have. When you show those cards, if yours is better than everybody else's, you'll pull that pot back towards you. If you got one pair, that's going to get beat by two pair. If you have three of a kind, then you're going to beat a pair, and so on. There's a lot of different hands. You can have a flush, that's all five of your cards are the same suit. You can have a straight, that's when it doesn't matter what suit they are, but they're all in order. And I'll tell you about a famous hand. It's a full house, and it's called the dead man's hand, and it's three aces over two eights. When you got three of a kind and a pair, that's known as a full house. If you look at your cards and it's three of a kind and they're aces and the pair is eights, then you have the dead man's hand. The reason it's called that is because that's what Wyatt Earp had in his hand when he was shot and killed. So it's been known all of these years as the dead man's hand. The best hand wins. And the very best hand that you can get is a royal flush. That is a ace, king, queen, jack, 10, all of the same suit. When you get an ace, jack, queen, king, 10, all of the same suit, you have won. It don't matter how much betting is left. It don't matter if we're going to raise and we're going to try to grow the pot and get everybody else betting, but we know already when that is in our hand, we have won the game. I've got a Royal Flush that I want to tell you about. It's different than probably what your first idea is when I say it. But my Royal Flush is Jesus. And when I accepted Christ, I drew that card. You know, me and CJ were talking on last week's episode, and he talked about having a turning point in his life, having a time when he realized what it was to have a relationship with Jesus. And I had that time in my life. I had a time, and it was just last year. I call it my awakening. It brought me back from just walking away and being away from it. Although I always loved Jesus, I always have been a Christian, but I was just in no response to it. I wanted to separate myself from it. I wanted to be as far away from it as I could, and that was because of religion. And if you've listened to one episode, you know I'm not a big fan of religion. I'm not a big fan of how it has pushed so many people away, how it's run like a business, how it's hurt so many people. But I'm a huge fan of Jesus, and I know there's critics that say that you can't do that, that those cannot coexist, but I think Jesus did it when he walked here on earth, and he was not a fan of the religious establishment, and I understand that. I get it. But we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. When you draw that card and when you believe on Jesus, then you drawed the royal flush of life, and you have won. No matter what happens, no matter what you go through, I bet my eternal soul on this poker table of life. And I drew a royal flush that is Jesus. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he covered everything I will ever do, past, present, and future. And I feel like so many times we're indoctrinated and we're raised up in this idea of being something that you cannot be, or being something different than your personality or who God created you as, because you want to fit in a particular box and be a certain way. We mentioned it last week. That kind of life gets heavy. It's impossible. You can't do it. And you will worry yourself to death, particularly if you're a good person and you are a believer and your idea is to be this perfect person. That will drive you bonkers. And you'll go through life like that thinking, wow, how can this get any worse? It's so heavy. And you'll struggle and you'll try to do things just for the purpose of feeling better. And that's just not the case at all. That's not what a life with Jesus is. When you have that relationship with Jesus and you have him in your life and you're living with him and through him, and that love for life and love for people and love for him, all of that comes together and you walk in love, and that is a great thing, and that will help you in your journey. That when you put it in the right perspective and it's no longer heavy, you can just drop that off and not carry that weight around, and you can have that awakening. You can have that moment when you realize, hey, Jesus is not the religious guy. Jesus is the guy of love. Jesus is the guy that wants you to go to heaven. He's the one that died for you. He's the one that wants to make your life all it can be and wants you to have a relationship with him. Man, when you get that, I wish I could make everybody get it, because, wow, it just changes things so dramatically, makes you think about him, talk to him, have a relationship with him. I think about my prayer life now and how it used to be. It used to be like I was going into the principal's office at prayer time and trying to list everything I had ever done that I had not confessed. And man, you should study that out. That's not the case at all. That's not what you should do as a believer. You have to understand that everything you do, everything you're gonna do, if you're a believer in Him, He took care of all of that. He knows that you're a messed up individual. He knows every single one of us in this life is gonna break one of those laws somehow, some way. We're all gonna do it, whether we realize it or not. There's gonna be some transgressions in our life, and there's gonna be some things that we don't do that we should do. There's gonna be some things that we shouldn't do that we do, and that's just part of life. Now, there's some cause and effect relationship to some things that causes us to have bad results. I did an episode like that. When we put bad in, we get bad out. When we put good in, we get good out. But in our overall day-to-day life, we don't have to stress over everything we do and say and go to Jesus like we're trying to list. You know, we're sitting there thinking of what we've done and asking Him to forgive us of that so we can have a conversation. You don't have to go through all of that. That's going to be strange to the people that's indoctrinated into that. But what you need to know is He covered all of your sins. He covered them and cast them as far as the east is from the west, to be remembered no more. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And so we don't have to go to Him like a disciplinarian authority figure that's trying to beat us up and wants to punish us. That's not who Jesus is. We go to Him as a loving friend, a brother, somebody that we can confide in, somebody that we can have a relationship with and walk with day in and day out. And when we realize this and our eyes are open to the fact that He is there and He's already covered anything you've done, then, man, hope is amazing. You know, we have hope in all things through Him. He's able to do anything. He's there loving us. He wants that relationship with us. And when we have that relationship with Him and we call on Him, asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be open to you, there is so much that we can look forward to in the future. There's could be things in your life, if you're going through hell, think about the things that can come on the other side. There is so much you can do that you don't even realize. There's so many opportunities that'll come your way that you can't see now. And man, it is hard to see it when you're walking through that heavy stuff and life hurts and everything is bad and it seems like you just don't want to take another step. Man, take another step. Life gets better. And when you have that royal flush, when you've drawn that card of the royal flush, you've already won. You won the game. You won the game of life. It's over. Nobody can beat you. When you take your last breath, you're going to be with Him in heaven for eternity, and you're going to serve as part of the elect. You're going to serve as the bride. You're going to have special things to do for all eternity, and that's going to be important. That's going to be a very, very long time, but it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful afterlife, and I want you to be prepared for that. And when you draw that royal flush, when you have that understanding of that relationship with Jesus, your communication's gonna improve greatly. Your hope for the future will increase greatly. You can realize He is on your side. You're going to walk in love, and you're going to start showing some of those fruits of that love, that joy and peace and happiness and goodness, all of those things that we need to have that quality of life. But it's hard in this messed up world we live in to walk in love and joy and peace and happiness and goodness. It's really tough sometimes. It's like you just want to punch somebody in the throat because they're being stupid. But you can walk in the love of Jesus and see things in a different perspective. Realize He's got your back. He is there for you. You can brush off the things that people do to try to hurt you, and you can have just a different perspective in life. And I want people to have that turning point, as CJ said, or that awakening that I had. I want you to have that time in your life when the light comes on. And Jesus is the light. And when that light comes on and you realize that your prayer life can be like talking to your best friend, not a disciplinarian that's trying to beat you up. And you can have more than that. You can have hope in a magnificent future because you know He's the creator and He can do all things. And those doors that you don't know about that are in your future, you're going to open those doors and see great things ahead and lots of happiness and joy and peace, and you'll be able to have a better love for your fellow man. There's just so much that comes with drawing that royal flush. So I want you to make sure, no matter what, I want you to make sure that you invite Christ into your life and you believe on Him, His death, burial, and resurrection, and you invite Him into your heart. And when you believe on Him by faith, He will come into your heart 100% of the time for everybody who believes on Him. And you can have a relationship with Him. And if you're going through some of that hard stuff, some of that hell on earth, then you can walk in Him. You can walk in Him. Not that life's going to always be easy. Man, I'd be lying to you if I said that. Can't tell you that there's not going to be some more valleys ahead. There's going to be some tough times that you go through. We all go through that. We all lose loved ones. We all have crisis, maybe sometimes financially. Maybe sometimes it looks like when you watch the news, the world's about to blow up, it seems like. And it can get heavy and you think, wow, there's no way things can get better. I'm telling you, the best way to make it better, yes, take a step every day, go through the hell, just keep going, but do that with the royal flush. Because when you know that you've already won, when you know the game of life, you have that royal flush and you've bet your eternal soul on it, you know you've already won. There's a peace that comes with that that passes understanding. Everybody will look at you in the midst of that trouble and say, how does he smile? How does she smile? There's so much going on wrong in their life. And you can have that peace that passes understanding that people just can't wrap their head around because you are walking in that love of Jesus. And I hope that's the case for you. I don't know. This week I had a burden for people that are going through that hard time, because I guess I just saw the difference in my life and how bad it can be, and how there is a time when you can smile again. There is a time when you don't physically go through pain again. There is a time when there is a lot to look forward to. So just keep going. Just keep going and make sure your steps going through that hell are with Jesus. And He's in your heart and He'll get you through it. And that will be the best thing that you can do in going through those hardships. I wish I had a magic wand and could take them away and nobody could ever go through the tough stuff, but that's just not the case. This is a messed up world. It's a fallen world. It's been that way for 6,000 years now. It's really a messed up world that we live in. But in the middle of the hell, we can have peace, joy, love, happiness, goodness, and I want that for you. Just wanted to get that off my heart and maybe give you some encouragement for those people that are struggling and it feels like life doesn't have a purpose or you're not going to be able to make it through. Just keep going. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you will have a time in your life when you can smile, you can be happy, you can have that relationship with Jesus that's not heavy, that's not burdensome, but it is a blessing, and it'll be the best blessing you can have. And I hope you have a blessed week. I appreciate you listening. You can always email me at neverjudgepodcast@gmail.com. Have a great week and God bless.